For whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in your heart, but shall believe that those things which you say shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. So when anything don't work, or you have a problem, you know, I think about one day, I was working for a corporation, and we had lost a big 20-foot high-lift truck. Somebody stole it off one of the lots somewhere, and a year or so went by, and we put out an all-points bulletin for it, and we found it in Nashville, Tennessee. It was on a parking lot up there. So I, since it was supposed to come to my region, I just jumped in my car and drove up to Nashville, took a little toolbox, not a great big one, but I figured I might have to do something to it. If I figured if I could do some little things, well, when I got up there and looked at it, somebody stole the hydraulic cylinders off the sides and several little things, but I could, you know, take care of that and still be able to get somebody to drive it home for me. But the one thing I couldn't do was the ignition switch key was missing. And so I thought, well, no problem. I'll just run over to Ford House there and give them the VIN number and have them cut me a key. You know, they can do that now. But when I got over there and told the guy, he said, I'm sorry, sir, that truck was the year before we started that, so we don't know how to cut that. We don't know what the code is. So I said, well, I guess I only have one thing left to do, and that's change the ignition switch. He said, that's all you can do. I said, do you have one? He goes back and said, yeah, I got one. And I said, okay. So he gave me the ignition switch. It came with two new keys. Okay, that key worked that ignition switch fine. But if you've ever changed the ignition switch out in one of these newer model trucks, you know it's not a real easy job. You got to pull a steering wheel. You got to pull a whole bunch of stuff. They got all kinds of covers over stuff down in there to protect it from the thieves, you know, where you can't get through it. It just made working on a vehicle. It's amazing what sin has done. It's really amazing what sin has done. You know, everything used to be simple, you know, but no more. Because of thievery, you know. And still the thieves figure out how to get around it, you know. They're still. But anyway, I knew that I did not have the equipment that I needed to change that. And I was either going to have to go buy a bunch of stuff or I was going to have to get it to a shop and pay somebody to do it. Now, what did the Lord say there in Mark 11, 23? What can I say? What did he say? What did he say I could say? What kind of limitations did he give me? Oh, none. So now then, I have a key. You know how many different ignition switches there are on Ford trucks? Thousands. Thousands of different keys. What do you think the chances are of this key fitting that ignition switch that's in the truck? What do you think the chances would be? One in thousands. But now what would be the chances if I had that verse? I could lower it one, that's right. I could lower it one to one. I took that key out of that ignition switch. I started toward the passenger side of that truck. I opened the door as I'm going up there and I'm quoting Mark 11, 23. I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, this ignition key is going to fit this ignition switch perfect in the name of Jesus. And I stuck it in there and turned it on and it fit perfect. Hey. Somebody says, you were just lucky. I said, well, all I got to say for you, it wouldn't work for you. It wouldn't work for you, right? Hey. I mean, you got to believe this stuff. What did God say there? You see that little word, but shall believe. You know what? You know how the devil gets us whenever we start to claim these promises? You just think about doing something like this, and that old devil, he'll tap on the side of your head and say, you fool, you don't really think that's going to work for you. Think of all them sins that you've committed. You know a holy God would never do nothing like that for an old worthless girl like you. Now, he wouldn't say something like that to us, would he? Oh, yes, he will. He's good at what he does, isn't he? He can deceive you in a heartbeat. And that's where most of us live. Yes, you say. Now, of course, you can pray. And you can pray without speaking it, but if you really want to see God show up, that's just like he says, faith comes by hearing the Word of God. Faith doesn't come by reading. You won't never find that in the Word, nowhere. And lots of people read God's Word. And people that read and study God's Word, and they still have no faith. They can't produce these things. And when they ask me, how do you have such a great faith? I said, well, I listen to the Word of God. They said, what do you mean? I said, but I study it. I said, well, do you read it out loud? Well, no, I study it. I read it silently. I said, if you really want faith to come, read it out loud. Put it on a CD. Turn it up loud, really nice and loud, where you can hear every word. I mean, drive down your road. Somebody says, well, what do you listen to? I said, well, you know, when I remember one time whenever I was a good Southern Baptist over at Louisville, Texas, Dr. Ben Smith was a pastor. And he said, you know, there's some people, all they do is listen to this old country music every day when they go to work. And I thought, well, what's wrong with that? I do that. You know, I mean, I've listened to that. I got that down pat. Somebody done somebody wrong song. You know, I've heard that a million times. I could sing it with them. You know, I was a good country and western guy. You know, I could sing them old country songs. And he said, you know, and there's not any power in that stuff at all. I thought, you know, well, he's right. He said, you know, if you're going to listen to that stuff, if you're going to listen to it all the way to work in your car and you drive 30 minutes or an hour to get to work, you ought to at least listen to God's Word. Listen to one of the radio Christian radio stations, at least on the way home. I thought, well, I don't know whether I can stand that much Christian stuff or not, but okay, I'll try that. And so I happened to turn on my time to work, I run into this old country, I think it was a Presbyterian preacher called J. Vernon McGee. And he was exactly what I needed at the time. He was just, he was not as dense as I was, but he knew a whole lot more than I did because I didn't know nothing. And when you start out, you need somebody that can teach you from a baby. You know, now J. Vernon McGee, after about 10 years of listening to him, I needed to get off into somebody else because I had reached the upper limits of J. Vernon McGee. In fact, I remember one day when I was taking my radio shows down to the radio station when I used to still do this, when I had to drive them down there before we was able to put it on the internet, I was taking my show down there, and that day I was teaching on how Mark chapter 16, verse 17 and 18 says, we can cast out devils and heal the sick and all this good stuff, lay hands on them. And that day on the way down, I was listening, and J. Vernon was right in front of my radio show, and he was teaching on Mark 16. He said, now, you know, there's some people out there that tells you know, that we can still cast out devils today, and that we can lay hands on the sick and they get well. But he said, you know, all you got to do is go down to the hospital and lay hands on somebody and said, you're going to get what they got. I just listened and I thought, thank you, Lord, for raising me to a level above what J. Vernon McGee has ever been on healing. But God does what he wants to do. J. Vernon never got that revelation. He lived to 80-something years and then he died and went home to be with Jesus. And there's no telling how many hundreds of millions of people that man has touched in his life. I was one of those. He touched me tremendously until we got to the point. Of course, when I got down there, when I handed the boy my CD, which was supposed to go on next, I just barely got there that day in time. He looked at me and he said, Thurman, I was just thinking about you as I'm listening to J. Vernon teach on Mark 16. And he said, what are you going to teach on today? I said, Mark 16. He said, well, let's see what you have to say. So I sat there with him and I talked. After J. Vernon had just got through saying, this was only for the apostles. We can't lay hands on the sick. You know, that'd be hard to tell you that, wouldn't it, Esther? That'd be hard to convince you too, wouldn't it, Ernest? You know, isn't it amazing how that the Lord did say there, and these signs shall follow those that believe. He shall follow those that believe. Now, are we going to be a believing believer or an unbelieving believer? You know, now, I like to be a believing believer, don't you? If Jesus said, I can cast out demons, I believe I can cast out demons. If Jesus said, I can speak in new tongues, I believe I can speak in new tongues. If Jesus said, I shall handle the devil and his demons and with no harm, I believe I have complete control and power and authority over those devils and demons. I have no fear of the devil whatsoever. Then if he says, no deadly poison shall hurt me, hey, then I believe there ain't nothing in the world can touch me until the king is through with me. And then he says, and you shall lay hands on the sick and they shall get well. I only stand in awe at the number of people that I've laid my hands on and seen the king of the universe heal them, many of them right there. Now then, just like that scripture says, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. And then we go to this wonderful, awesome promise of John 14:13-14. Now, at John 14:13-14, Jesus makes you again an awesome promise, for whosoever shall say, for whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Now, under the new covenant, is that an awesome promise? Now see, after we get our sin, the Lord promises in His Word, when we confess our sin, He said, I'll forgive you. Every time, whether it's sin, iniquity, or whatever it is, He promises to forgive us, doesn't He? Now, isn't that awesome? All we got to do is ask. But when we ask, we need to realize we got there because of sin. We got there because of unbelief. We got there because we hadn't spent enough time in the Word with Him. We did not put God first, and that's why we wind up sick and afflicted. So whenever we don't do what He says, then all these curses come upon us. But when we repent of these things and get back in touch with Him, then these kind of promises will work. Now then, I take that verse right there. After, of course, this has been a few years ago, and many of you have seen Johnny Brumfield's testimony back there on testimonies of miraculous healing. Johnny, when I went down to Manny, Louisiana, 4, 5, 6 years ago now, whatever it was, they brought that man in a wheelchair, brought him up here to the front row right here on the middle, and they took him out of the wheelchair and set him down there, and he had steel braces from his waist all the way to his ankles. And I didn't talk to him before the service, so I just went to teaching. And after 2 hours of teaching these promises in God's Word, I walked over and I asked him, I said, sir, what happened to you? And he said, well, 21 months ago, a big tree fell across a tractor I was driving and crushed my legs. He said it took him an hour and a half to cut me out from under the tree. He said, I never did pass out, but said they care flighted me to Shreveport, Louisiana. And he said, I was in ICU for 30 days. They'd done all kinds of surgeries on me. They put pins and screws and everything else in my legs. But he said, my feet will not work. My legs will not work. And the doctors, after all those surgeries, said, I will never walk again. I said, but Jesus says, is that who said that? Now what did he say we could ask for right there? Well, I mean, if that's anything, I mean, how big is my Jesus, Ernest?
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, It's Amazing What Sin Has Done, in its entirety or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.